the colonies.
Now, his name is Hayward, Robert Hayward, and he's his father-in-law, is the big money man. So that's how he got his job, you know.
And is he Robert Stack? Where's Robert Stack?
Yeah, he's Robert Stack. Robert Stack would be in the movie. He's on the train.
Those trees are in 3D. Sorry, girl.
Here's your mail, and he throws it in the air. They're like, this is outrageous. This puppycock and bulldog.
For me.
This is off to the next town.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
no, there's a love connection over here. So how you been? How you been? You don't call. I don't have a phone. Petting the monkey doesn't mean anything. Hint, hint, hint.
What he's saying right now is my father-in-law sucks, and you're a pompous boss major, and.
Yeah, sweet. Got to chat about his father-in-law.
Now, I think that this is a David Niven cameo.
Okay.
There he is, Dave. Still in talk.
Jack Warden.
David Niven. He's the original Pink Panther.
You hear that voice, that distinctive, the unsolved mysteries voice, you know?
Robert Stack.
Yeah.
Is he in this?
Yeah, that's him right there.
I think I'm
he's drunk.
His head. There he is.
There you go.
There he goes.
I didn't realize. Yeah. That is Robert Stack.
His film is Stack.
15% or more on car insurance.
Not this battery.
How did they get me in this movie?
Well, at this point in his career, he had done a bunch of top-notch A movies, and this is a B movie. But it was a B movie with a plan. We'll bring 3D, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's your soul.
Oh, yeah, people were like, let's watch Uncle Milty. Well, that sounds great, but that's on Thursday. It's Tuesday. What should we do? Well, there's a 3D movie. Okay, that's to get us off our seats.
That's a good point, Mike. There was like four TV shows at the time. So you can't blame just TV and people not going. Because it's seven nights a week. Four television shows a week. You know, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Killing Eve is on Wednesdays. And you got the weekend. What are you going to do?
Judging Amy. The good fight. Judging Amy.
Yeah. Carl, so this 3D thing has really helped movie theaters now. I mean, right? Is that? And how are they doing now?
Today, they tried to do 3D again, and it was a little more modern, but the thing is it didn't work out, as you know. You absolutely can go, I think I saw Avatar in 3D, I saw...
Oh, that was awesome!
Mm-hmm.
That was so good.
And I saw it in IMAX 3D. It was really good.
Showing off.
Yeah.
I saw bootleg copy at Uncle Boy's hamburger.
Why?
Because it was playing. I was waiting for
the story?
Okay, I just have to tell you a plot point. We're learning there's a work stoppage, and boy, David Niven is pissed off, and it's because there's lions. He's like, poppycock, balderdash! So David Niven, so he freaks out. So then Robert Stack comes up and is like, great, a lion, I'll shoot it. And he's like, go get my gun. He's still drunk.
Look at American.
You'll frighten the workers! Okay.
Now, I understand this movie is in 3D, but do you think in 1952 people were like, I can't wait to see a great colony film. I just want to see, like, white guys shooting lions in Africa. Yeah, is there any colonial movies this week? It's in 3D. Oh, experimental movies be damned. I can't wait to see a good colonial film.
Now, in the background, there's all this gun shooting because he's out there shooting crazy at lions, right? So, surround sound would have been perfect. Here he is. He's back.
One
Zoom is I can't pick my nose while watching this movie. Sorry, guys. Go on, Mike. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, this was in mono, but it was in 3D. Just, you know, baby steps.
Right. He says to him, did you shoot the lion, laddie? And he goes, I think I shot one of the rings off Mars. Saturn. Listen to his voice. He's so...
He's a cowboy.
He's sick of it.
Hmm. He's amusing the boys in the hut. Colonial Club. So what's his deal anyway? He just came into town on a train and he's just like, what? Fuck yeah, Lion.
No, no. He's the second in command there. You see, he is getting married and he needed a job. And so Mr. Conway arranged for him to go to Africa and lead the workers' part. Like, the one guy's the project manager and he's second in charge. And they've done 200 miles so far. So far, so good. David Niven.
They're building railroad tracks. It is David Niven. So yeah. What exactly do they do out there?
Well, they imported these workers from India. They call them the Hindus. And they do the work. And basically, Robert Stack goes, mush, mush with a whip. Not literally with a whip, but I mean, you'll see. He's like,
yeah, he likes the idea.
Yeah.
He was very pro-Jehovah trafficking throughout his career, Robert Stack.
Put the girl in the trunk.
Okay, you remember the woman who got off the
first
train?
Rule.
Remember the woman who got off the train?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was selling her to them as a cook. I found this cook. We got this cook. And the two of them were like, yeah, wink, wink, yeah. So I guess it was like he brought his side piece home or something. But she's run away off into the bush.
Oh, really? What are they going to eat for breakfast?
Beard. I don't know the backstory, Mike. He's like, oh, this is my woman. And like, okay, sure.
You're right.
You have lots of lady sex. Yeah. Inner lady part. Yeah,
I know, he wasn't that kind of, he wasn't a beard.
Oh. And the sex is so good, she cleans up after me. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now,
oh my God, this train
major
is going backwards towards me.
It can only go backwards, you see. They don't have the track complete. So he will go the whole way backwards. Now, he's going back to Mombasa to send a letter about how crappy the son-in-law, Bob Hayward, is, his Robert Stack. And Robert Stack's having a laugh right now because he's telling the cook that he doesn't have enough wood to get to Mombasa, and he's going to be chopping wood in the jungle.
Oh, good for him. And the hunting lion.
Why did
he get that
wood?
Lion hunting look to him? You're not even listening to me. You're thinking about hunting a lion, aren't you? No, nonsense. Go ahead. You're talking something about gathering wood.
Now, at this point...
No, you're figuring your gut.
At this point, they do not believe in any lions. One time, you know, we're stopping work, there's a lion, and he went out shooting all night. They don't really believe it, okay? So now he tells him that the cook ran away into the bush, and this guy's like, the men want to talk. And now, for the first time... we're going to get pushback that there's a man-eating lion.
A Bawana devil, as it were.
So Robert Stack says to one of the Indians, he goes, you're a lion. He goes, I know lion. It's the lion. I mean, you're not being truthful.
I don't.
You're not...
That is not a line written in 1952. You made that up.
You're a lion. I know the lion. You're not being truthful. Yeah. Oh, that.
You're lying. Bang. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
So now he's saying our contract didn't include a man-eating lion.
What were they expecting? Like good quality life doing this shit?
Right.
Oh, that's a lion. Throw that in. Come on, it's a lion. They're adorable.
So basically they conclude, all right, we'll do a stakeout tonight. And he goes, here, this guy here, he's a lion killer. He's our best lion killer, man. He go with you.
All right.
So Adam missed my lion joke.
No, I heard it. Just there was a lion there.
Oh, he heard that.
I wanted to give it a pause.
Whoa.
No, oh, pause. You heard that joke a block away from feeding the meter.
It wasn't the front one, but it was the main one.
Ah! Oh, grumble growl.
Grumble growl. This guy looks pretty cool.
Yeah, this is Angus. His accent is great.
Is he British?
He's Scottish.
Wrong. But these are, this is the British colony. It's not the Scottish colonies. Get the fuck out of here. Leave.
So he's like, Angus, you better sit this out. You know, the lion's going to be dangerous. He goes, oh, I came here for adventure. There's no way. Yep, see the monkey? Okay, so now, like, there's no lion. And then this guy's going to go, right. come quick. And we're going to find the dead cook.
Oh, no. She's dead?
Eaten.
What? How ironic. The lion ate the chef?
The lion... Well, they didn't, yeah, she was famous in Mombasa for serving lions. She was,
yeah, right. She served plenty of lions. Well, so you know, the lions actually ate the manicurist, and they're like, this, gross. Oh, let's try like a cook next time.
they ate what's ironic is they ate the cook raw, okay. Uh-huh. It's like cooked sushi. Now, look at Robert Sack. He's freaked out. And he's like, could this be the African tribe, you know? And he goes, laddie, he bits through her head, her skull.
Sack came over there saying, listen, buddy, my father-in-law got me this job, and I want you to meet my piece cook. And then the lion eats cook, and he's like, damn, I was going to... No disrespect, but I was going to bang that cook.
No disrespect, but I was going to bang. Okay, no, so they're all waiting for the train so that they can go home. And Robert Stack is like, get back to work. And you like beats them into
I could really feel like I'm waiting for the bus in this 3D scene. No, that was a car. That was a loud car.
So here he is, like, this is what I meant, like, cracking the whip.
Oh, yeah.
He just watches them, like, okay, everyone, pretend you're digging. Pretend you're digging.
Oh, I'm sure the studio is like, dig, we need it for the next movie. We're doing a World War One movie in 2 days.
Now, for the first time, we're going to see the lions. And what we're going to see, Mike, is the tamest lions you have. They're cute, cuddly little.
What dimension?
Lions?
Are we going to see this cuddly? Yeah.
Oh, in three dimensions.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that sounds adorable. That's what got my.
They give my hugs. They, you know, they purr. They're really nice.
You're saying the Boana Devil is like the Gazuki of monsters, of like lions. It's this adorable little beast.
That's right. You'll see. Okay, so here we're pretending we're on Lion's Stakeout.
Uh-huh.
Now, they think there's only one lion, but there's two, and they don't know it. Oh, look, here he is. Simba!
Oh. Look, whoa. Listen, I gotta take my glasses off. This is way too intense for me.
Oh, they're pointing friendship sticks at me.
Now, you know, one of the reasons why I picked this movie is that it's available on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
In 2D, though. But they have a lot of 3D movies in 2D. But this one is always quoted in the history books.
Yeah.
And I just never seen it before. You know, we did do a 3D movie. This is before your time, Carl. It was with Ira. And it was Coming at Ya. And it was from 1983, and it revised the 3D craze 3 decades later with the 1983 movie Coming At You, which was a spaghetti Western released in theaters in 1983.
83, so that's kind of late, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you had, like, Friday the 13th part 3D, and you had, like, all these, like, Time Hunter and the Forbidden Zone 3D, shit like that.
Interesting.
I think it's Time Hunter.
Well, it sounds sci-fi to me. So the lion ate him. Like,
this is what else?
This is somebody else. They were on stakeout. The lion was in front of them, but they didn't know there was a second lion, and the lion ate from him from behind. And so Robert Stack was like, bury him so no one will know. Now they're like lion provisioning the camp. It kind of makes no sense because he buried the body and they're not supposed to know about the lion. They're lion proofing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's season.
Now, here comes our cameo, Peter Sellers.
You keep saying that. Is that really Peter Sellers?
No, it's like David Niven. This is Mr. Commissioner. Yeah. Oh, by the way, everybody in this film is dead. Everybody.
No.
Now, look, there's the one. No, go through the thing. They all have from this year on all of the cast. And there is a young boy who I don't know who he is. He might be alive, but he would be a very old man.
Right. Old man McGinty.
There he is. Peter Sellers. Here's the cast. I'll put that right here. He was making scones because I am a stereotype, you know. Sometimes I get a vibe of the skipper off of him. So he's about to piss off Robert Stack because he goes, what's all this lion nonsense? And he's like, nonsense? You want me to show you the bodies? He gets mad. Look at that. That's Peter Sellers. Take a look, Mike. See?
Makes me miss the Boy Scouts. What did I miss, Carl?
What?
Did I miss?
What did you miss? Nothing.
Chat, and you're going to hear all about how she got started in comedy. Also on the show today, Cuauhtémoc Silva, coming in the second hour around.
Brings to light, like, or you know, what this man represents.
And your fellow students. The need for these skills has never.
With Jack Ferguson, Shelby Wilson's coming up. We're going to hear clips from. I know every song that was ever released between the years of 1972 and I kind of crap out right around the, you know, mid 2000 teens. I'm not so hip with the new stuff coming.
The abuse thing really gets really my okay, so the guy who did this, right? It's a B movie. His name is Arch O'Baller, and he was prolific. Playwright, screenwriter, novelist, producer, director, actor in films, radio especially, theater and television, everything. And he, much attention with his radio scripts. He got Mae West banned once. Horror series, blah, blah, blah. He was one of those kind of people you either loved him or hated him. He was liked or not liked. And he was the one who overheard this guy, this camera crew, talking about 3D filming. He followed it up. He knew it was like a ticket to fame, ticket to riches, and it worked.
Weird. Why is he polarizing? What exactly does he polarize?
Well, it was a very turbulent time. FDR was for the people, and, you know, Taft was definitely, it was polarizing.
He was a Taft man?
He was definitely for the rich, yes. He was a Taft man.
So he's for the colonists, is what you're saying in this movie. He's rooting for those guys.
Yes. Now you see Peter Sellers' cameo, Adam.
Cool. Is that really Peter Sellers?
Yes, there's really wow. Peter Sellers. He was 7.
It's not.
Whoa.
So Peter Sellers is all proud of himself. He's like, I bagged me a lion, laddie. And it turns out to be a hyena.
Joke's on him. Look who's laughing.
Whoa, that is a hyena. So don't you want a hyena?
Well, I knew him when he cleaned up. Sub-arena.
Hyena?
He wasn't hyena.
Hi, Ina.
What is this guy doing?
Okay, this is the cutest, most adorable lion. He's looking for a knife. Look, you see, he gave him a nice hug.
Oh, no.
Thank you for the hug.
That lion totally hugged that guy.
That guy is so lucky he's out of this film.
And now, Robert Stack is very upset that he hugged him to death, that lion. Very upset.
Yes, well, very awkward. And sweaty.
So Peter Sellers is like, well, I'm off. And he tells him that he's going to report again to the father-in-law. This is a different person. But this guy is a bum. He needs to replace him.
Can I just say, Carl, this movie is why people wanted to watch TV. This did not
help. Stayed in that night.
Oh, my God. What, test pattern? Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Is that Felix the Cat in 3D? There. Done. I'll watch that.
Well, the lion ate one of the people. I gotta go.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, this old saying my father had, when the animals start eating you, get the fuck out.
the tough get leaving.
Good
when
luck.
The tough get eaten, the tough get leaving.
Thanks for color coordinating, everybody.
Yeah. They're all from India, and that was their garb. Apparently, some of this is authentic in that lightest sense. Also, Obama went to Africa in 1948, and a guy who was with there was shooting all sorts of footage of native dancing and animals, and that is the footage we'll see throughout this film.
His buddy's stock footage.
And it's very obvious that it's not the same. It was filmed in 16mm, and of course this is filmed in 35 with the double cameras and all of the whammy jammies that go along with it.
Wow, you could really see him stare into space. 3D is good.
Now, it's basically we're having a scene of self-reflection, the commissioner's back to Mombasa to get help. And so Robert Stack is like, I'm going to wait in the field tonight on my lonesome. Let him come for me.
So he's mad.
Yeah.
Do we meet his fiance? Does she come by and you're like, no, bro.
Yeah, we're going to meet him.
Daddy says, don't attack that lion.
Right.
I don't care what my father-in-law tells me.
That's right.
Throw it. Look at that. Yeah. Get out of here, shovel.
Now, this guy would be, he would go on to be in The Untouchables. That was his big TV show.
The TV show. Yeah, yeah. And then Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes, and then... Right.
Commercials. What commercials was he in? I keep thinking the battery. The guy with the chip. Go ahead, knock that.
No, that. Was Black Sheep Squadron guy.
Black Sheep Squadron.
Oh, there's a lion. I could hug me to death.
It's the morning, and basically it's like, where is Robert Stack? It'll be a little like, thing, and then it'll be fine. Robert Stack was in the Navy in World War II, an aerial gunnery officer. Elliot Ness in The Untouchables. He had a relaunch. You see, he had his career and it kind of started to go away. And then in that movie 1941, they called him into service. And after that, he was in, because he was being a comedian then, something he had never done before.
It was an airplane.
Right.
Oh, right. He was an airplane, 1980.
And then he was in, you know, Joe versus the Volcano, Caddyshack 2, Beavis and Butthead to America, Basketball.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Now, you know, I mentioned this before. There was an interview with Ernest Borgnine in the AV Club, and he said that Basketball was his least favorite movie, and he thought those guys were idiots.
Yeah, I that makes total sense. That makes total sense.
There's a great clip where Ernest Borgnine is on Fox News, and he's Fox and Friends, and he's saying something like, you know, my wife likes what I do. And they go, well, we don't want you to say it. And then he whispers it to the guy, but the guy has a microphone on. Yeah. So you can hear him fully sing. It's pretty awesome. And the, you know, the host is like, please stop, please stop.
The only other thing about Robert Stack, he had a run on Falcon Crest.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, so yeah, these are all familiar roles. I just keep thinking I know him from commercials.
No, he was in a lot of commercials. I just didn't do the research on that. It seemed like, you see, because hotel. I was expecting the internet would tell me that this was the voice on the Geico commercials. And right. So I found all his commercials he did, and I went through them and stuff. And I, this is the old footage, 1948. You're going to see a lot of African stuff.
Now, is that in 2D?
Yes, but they still put the colors in. It's not very... The internet claims that the old footage is tacked on and the 3D stuff is fake. So, not fake, it just looks cheap. Like, there's a 3D in which you only do the colors, and then there's the 3D where you have the two cameras. And, you know, they could only do the colors.
My favorite, or my least favorite part of 3D movies are the last 10 minutes, right? They're like, remember this? You remember this? You got 10 more minutes before the credits. There's more.
Look at that fake footage, huh?
Whoa. They look hungry, those hippos.
But you but you'll see he'll like shoot at one and fall off his canoe. You see how they fake it? Uh-huh. He's in front of a screen, a movie screen.
Yeah, and then suddenly there's a beach ball got in his way.
Oh no, alligators. But that never pays off. He just gets to the shore.
Phew.
But why? Why not do it? You've got the alligators. They're going in the water. Just have a scene where he's like, thrash, thrash. Whoa, I made it to safety.
Yeah, just throw a couple gators into the camera. Oh, shit.
That's right.
Want a devil. He doesn't have a gun.
He ate Peter Sellers. Look at him. He's the nicest lion you'd ever want to meet. There's no blood.
He was very petite, made no chewing noises, dipped his
yeah, it's like he put Peter Sellers to sleep.
Take a nice nap.
He bit off a gun.
Wow. So, you know, I never saw Jaws, but I imagine this is the plot.
Okay, now we're back. Now we have the only scene of humor in this whole... They're lighting fires. Okay, here's a humorous scene, and I wish I had a laugh track to play for you. I think I will climb this cliff for no reason.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the nicest lion ever. Whoa.
Wow, that's a fall.
That would have been a great laugh track. Gilligan!
Gilligan.
Oh, Gilligan's Island in 3D.
Oh, we're stuck on the island. They should have done. That would have been a big hit.
So now Skipper comes in and goes, laddie, the Hindus are going. They're really this time going. And so Robert Stack once again will lay down the old like Kunta Kinte rap. You're not going anywhere.
Gonna walk and walk back and forth with them.
Get back to work. There's no lions.
Oh yeah, look at him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't stand on the tracks like that.
Listen, I have all these facts about the other actors, but who cares? Oh, it's the nicest lion in the world. Gonna give you a hug.
Ba 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 ba.
Look at the lion. He just ate some. Look at that little blood thing under his chin.
He gave him a nibble.
Yeah, mwah.
A little love bite.
They're fierce lions and their kisses make a little blood.
He kissed me on the neck. What a weird lion.
I could tell you all about these actors and it's just not interesting, you know.
Do you have more about the director?
Sure. He was...
Did he make porno movies?
What?
Did he make porno movies in the 70s?
No, no. He died in 87. His ego and personality were larger than life. Radio historian Joe Dunning wrote, "Few people are ambivalent when it came to Arch Oldbler. He was one of those intense personalities who were either liked or disliked with equal fire."
I wonder why he's disliked, because he's an asshole.
Yes. He got Mae West banned. He did this radio show and he gave Mae West all sorts of suggestive stuff. Not that she doesn't do that. She does.
Right.
So he really fed her. But he played it on, maybe it wasn't his fault, it played on Sunday just before the, right.
Oh, I can't go to church now. I'm so riled up by that Mae West innuendo. I would come up and see her for sex.
Milton Gunsberg turned his focus to independent producers, demonstrated natural vision to Arch Oldbler, producer and writer of popular Lights Out radio show. He was pressed enough to option it for his next film project. He went on to make 12 of these.
Nice. I'm sure they all made money. They're all B movies. They played again, you know, double feature.
So now he's making a deal with the Ugandan stereotypes and to help them, you know, like get the lion. And the thing is, like, they're insisting on no guns because that won't bring honor to the tribe. They want to spear them. It's part of their rituals and rites of passage. So they're going to get a posse together of people who killed lions before.
But with no guns.
With no guns, just spears. Now look at the way he shakes his spear. It's obviously an actor. You know what I mean?
Oh, they handed him a spear and go nuts?
Well, he says, like, "I'm stalking a lion. I'm stalking a lion." You'll see it from all of them.
They give more natural performances when the lion assaults them.
"I'm walking trepidatiously. I'm bouncing."
The middle of the day. The lion's just hanging out there.
Yeah, there, look how the nicest lions in the world. They're just great.
Friendly. I'm late for my MGM audition. Wish me luck.
That's right. Casper, the friendly lion.
The friendliest lion. And his dick friend, Hot Devil, Little Devil.
Now, I especially hate this scene because these fierce lion hunters will basically be fraidy cats. And I'm scared! It's so stupid.
It's adorable.
Is this Jaws with the lion? Is this whole 3D. Movie about the lion?
Remember Jaws 3D? Yeah, the whole movie's about the lion.
I saw Jaws 3D in the theater in Montclair.
Yeah.
It was an arm floater in front of you. That was about the only good part.
Was that the Claremont?
Probably. Yes.
Look, I'm going in circles because I'm a nice lion.
Are those white guys out? I mean,
I don't think so.
Whoa!
There's a second lion!
Where'd the lion go?
Run away!
Oh, there's always a second lion.
Run away!
What a twist.
Yeah, we're professionals. We never thought of a second lion.
They dropped.
This movie's called The Wanted Devil.
These are brave men. Okay.
Everyone's gone.
In fairness, they're the king of the jungle, not the kings of the jungle. So I understand why they thought there's only one.
That is, if you're being fair.
Being fair.
They're hiding their face in shame when they go past Robert Stack. Sonny, we're such pussies.
My bad.
So the Stack's going to have to do it himself.
Well, Robert Stack kind of doesn't know what to do. And we're going to have more back to work stuff. Like the African tribe we just saw, they're burying their dead. So he's like, "Let them bury their own dead. You bury yours. Back to work."
This burying the dead scene is probably the best example of 3D animation I've seen in movies. It really looks like you're burying the dead.
What do the kids love? They want to see people burying their dead. All right.
In 3D.
Now, next we'll have the greatest pompous voice of Parliament, so I think we should listen. It's the House of Commons. Robert right. Stack doesn't know what to do. He's tortured.
I would like to ask the colonial secretary a question. Is it a fact that the building of a British railway, financed by British capital, is being held up by two liars? Man-eaters? And this senior situation is...
The evening news.
Indeed, a shocking...
Extra, extra! We didn't write an article. Just the headline.
Extra, extra, print shop is now free on the New Line computers.
Extra, extra, article, extra.
This is a shocking state of affairs. We saw this in the opening.
Oh, is this the monkeys? Here we go. Yeah.
It's laughing. The last 2 minutes laughing.
Laughing. The last episode of laughing.
Is it hot in here? Yes, Buck. Is it hot in here or is it me?
Oh, this stuffed animal smacked you. Look how they all like lay down. It's a massacre.
Yeah, listen, man, when a lion comes at you, that's it, you're done. You might as well lie down.
Look, now lots of times a stuffed animal attacks the lion, but here he's got a stuffed animal in his look, see that dummy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't appreciate that. Took a lot of time making this movie. You come up with a storyline. Oh, you mean the mannequin dummy? Yeah, sure.
Yes, that's right. So now we're basically getting like we're at a breaking point. He's trying to design the next bridge as if the lions don't exist. Angus is gonna go to Mombasa to get help. They got 20 dead and it's been 3 weeks they haven't 200 miles they've done, and for 3 weeks they haven't done 1 inch.
Wow. It's in all the papers, evening news.
Right. Now, good for shot. Some reason, yeah. They're going to be digging up the side of a hill. It makes no sense. And it's clearly we're like mid-act two here because... We're going to start meeting B characters, and his wife is going to show, and he'll need that to get to the third act, you'll see. That's it. Right. This is good.
Dude, act three sounds great.
Angus is drinking on the... Oh, no, he's not. It's malaria.
He's taking malaria pills.
Now, look, why are they digging here? And look how the workers are really pretending. They're not doing a thing.
What about the cameraman? Strange angle.
It must look really good. I think I can. Woo, woo. Look how dangerous that side of the hill is.
Someone yelled action. We're just going to stand here for hours.
Ooh, they missed the spot.
Wow. What was the name of the British train show that had Ringo Starr and George Carlin in it?
Thomas.
It was Thomas?
Yeah. Oh.
Thomas. Thomas is a whiny-ass train.
Goodness, there's a train full of pompous Brits. You'll see, they're all...
Oh, I hope a lion...
Hello there! Oh, hello.
Oh,
hello.
Wife.
It's Bridie. Are they married? They are married.
Oh, yeah.
Engaged?
No, they're married. And they are very cold.
I should pretend you're the cook. Well, she is a lady in Africa right now. I mean, she's got to have every I don't know.
Hello, wife.
Hello, husband.
He's not happy she's there, but he's at the same time, he is very happy to see her. It's weird. Her name is Alice. Okay, so now the pompous Brits will get the most ridiculous pretend dancing you've ever seen.
Oh, good. Finally, a dance number.
This movie's so bad. Look at this.
He's having a picnic.
How did they bring these instruments?
Well, this is the orchestra that's mentioned in the credits, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a musical ensemble that got credited?
Maybe, and I didn't catch it. I probably have music done down here somewhere.
Well, the credit was in 3D, Carl. You might have missed it.
Right.
It might have been like beyond you, or below you, or beneath you, or above you, or you're through it.
This was a critical failure, and it should be. It really sucks, but it was a hit.
Because of the 3D? Actually,
but it did lose money. It lost like $200,000, which was like 200, maybe 1 point something. I don't know. Oh, not $2 million, but a lot. They lost a lot on this film in today's money, you know.
So, but this film I always read about, like it was the first 3D movie. It caused, kicked off the craze. I mean, I guess
right. It did.
House of Wax and Creature of the Black Lagoon. Those are probably the famous 3D movies from the 50s.
Well, yeah, I mean, it took off from then, and they made 12 of these. As I think I probably mentioned it. What's funny is the film was given code approval because they didn't have the ratings yet in 2D. Right. But the one in 3D had a kissing scene, and we'll see it later, like a kissing in 3D.
You could really see the tongue.
You could not.
Yeah. Between the old guy and Stack. So they just went to see a musical number.
Yeah, and now they have to get dragged to the other tribe to see another one. They don't like it at all. Basically, all we're hearing here is pompous, pompous. And it reminds me of Carl and Mike's Party Machine. It's pompous bragging. When I was in India, we did blah, blah, blah. Now we have African Dance Mania, which is also reminds me of Carl and Mike's Party Machine. Pompous belligerence. I'm sick of this. Now, this was all shot in 1948 on their excursion to Africa. Oh, they got girls this time. This is the pompous bragging I was speaking of. Oh. It's very funny how they're really standing in front of a 2D movie screen, pretending that they're there. They didn't have green screens, of course, but it's the same thing.
Ugh.
Right? Am I right?
Yes, Carl. Very insightful. Do you think this movie played at a 3D drive-in?
No, I don't. I think it played in movie theaters. Okay, so now she's like, tell me about my husband. You've known him for 6 months. Tell me about my husband. And he's like, lady. And he doesn't say anything. He's glad you're here. I'll tell you that, lassie.
We watched Broke Bear Mountain 4 times. I don't know why.
U.S. screenings of feature. It was released into theaters. It didn't go to a drive-in at all. But I have it here somewhere, the theater releases, but it's not very interesting.
You know, do you think there was 3D movies at drive-ins?
Sure.
Yeah. I guess you could do that.
United Artists bought the rights to Bwana Devil for $500,000 and a share of the profits and began a wide release of the film. There was a lawsuit, and it doesn't really matter. Other major studios started releasing their own 3D films. Warner Brothers adapted the natural vision process for House of Wax.
Right. Well, you know, two really good 3D movies I've seen from the 50s is Kiss Me, Kate. They did So the stage itself has depth to it. So it's like you're in the theater watching it. And then Jerry Lewis and Martin Dean Martin had Money from Home, which I saw in a movie theater in 3D. It was great.
Okay.
They're gambling on horses. Okay. It's Money from Home.
Oh. Okay. You see the little kid there? He's introduced so that he can die later.
What? From what? Lion?
Yes.
These lions eat children?
Isn't that awful?
The lion's on a diet? Can't eat a human? Can't eat a full kid? Can't go for the wee ones?
So they're having dinner and they're doing a bunch of pompous bragging as Brits, you know, and the little kid is introduced. And they're going to sleep in the train car. They brought their own sleeping quarters, essentially. And there's when they leave, it's going to be real awkward between husband and wife. You know, he's going to be like, he feels like a loser. And she's going to be like, you never talk to me.
What separate beds are they going to sleep in?
No, they're going to be in the same bed, all right.
Oh, really, huh? And everyone else is watching?
No. This is
1898.
Oh,
I guess 1899 if 6 months have passed.
Good night, child. Good night. You will die. You're going to become my child symbol soon.
I'll think of you every time a lion eats somebody.
We'll keep your memory. We'll cherish your memory. Every time a lion eats somebody.
We'll start a foundation in your name. The least we could do. What kind of film director's like, all right, the kid's in, but he's gotta be eaten by the lion. I know movie making.
Hi, it's your agent. Hi, did we get the part? Yeah, but there is this one.
Oh, you'll love it. It's out in location. There's some cowboy stuff.
Then you get eaten by a lion. Okay, they need to know by Friday, so... So now it's just the two of them, and it's going to be a lot of awkward husband and wife stuff. And they're going to go into the tent, and, you know, he's going to be feeling sorry for himself, and she's going to be like, well, yeah, but I love you, so who cares? And he's going to be like, okay, I'll stop being embarrassed, and then they kiss. They're making the fires for the lions, you know.
Fires for their loins.
Yeah. I doubt the director was sharp enough. The director was very sharp, but I doubt that the script was, you know, trying to give us the fire for their loins, you know.
Oh, I saw the porn movie of this movie. Wanna fuck?
But wanna do it?
All right, that's all.
I didn't take my Viagra. Okay, so this is a bunch of boring talk, and then they're going to do it. You'll see the 3D kiss that got it not coded. March 1952, he was going to call it the Lion of Guru. Footage and shot in Africa, filming to start in May. It was going to be a national vision.
But then he overheard this new revolutionary 3D effect. And he
His plan's coming to fruition. He was announcing he's going to make the movie. This is shot in San Fernando Valley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a place called the Paramount Ranch. It's in the Santa Monica Mountains. And, you know, it's San Fernando Valley. And there's a hiking trail named the Bawana Trail to denote the locations.
Of this movie?
Yeah, so you could go to Bawana Trail. That sounds like a LWAFL
Road trip.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hollywood and see where they shot Bawana Devil.
We've come a long way for this.
Almost there. That was the ranch Charles Manson is. Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to kiss your eyeball.
Oh, gee.
Wait, yeah, that was the Manson Ranch over there? Excuse me, sir, we're going to Bawana Trail.
Bawana Devil.
Look, there's the kiss. Did you see?
Oh, it's 3D. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that got him banned. Oh, Lion.
Lion. He's like okay. Jason.
Now we're going to have the train car massacre, and it's so funny.
He's going to lick him.
Yeah. They're going to have stuffed animals that they're going to be battling, you know? And yeah, the nicest lion in the world. Two nice lions are going to visit the fat Brits.
When they choreographed these lion fights, not one said, why don't you move towards the camera, or why don't you throw something at the camera, or why don't you do...
No.
What did I miss?
Well, you came at the right time, because we're going to have a massacre now with the nicest lions, and they're going to fight stuffed animals. You'll see. So they go into the train, and the train people are like, huh? And then they all, like, have a pillow fight.
Tickets, please. Roar. Sir, if you don't have your ticket.
Look at this nice lion. Hi.
Furry thing.
Skipper, Skipper.
Oh no, look out, plushie.
Give him a hug.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to leave FAO Swartz if you can't play with those stuffed animals nicely.
Ay, ay, ay.
Just shake the doll around. No one will notice.
No one will see. Recognize. Rawr. It's adorable.
So scary. Okay, so you also missed that Robert Stack banged his wife.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, she looks like she's...
Oh, she's contented. She is contented.
She's fully dressed up to her neck, literally.
It is 1952, but they kissed, and he was kissing her eyes, and Michael tell you. Look, she's getting dressed as if she hasn't been wearing that all night.
Safari walk of shame.
It's a beautiful walk. It's shameful, but it's beautiful out there.
Good morning. Now we like each other again. And this guy goes, look how embarrassed she'll be. He's kissing. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
12 hours ago, these guys were eaten by lions.
He goes, hey boss, there's a train car massacre. There's stuffing is everywhere.
He's in a treehouse? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should put that on Airbnb.
Oh, it's part of the anemones.
Holy. Oh, it's Mortimer Duke. Dead.
And his brother.
Randolph Duke.
So does this mean they get to ride for free?
Yeah. They got their ticket punched.
Hello. Should have just taken a cab to the airport.
There's stuffing everywhere. Get a dust pack.
I got some news. The LIRR is delayed. That's news?
It's news if it's not delayed. Come on.
The now look, Dad's dead. Right. Yeah, Dad is dead. So that means that Alice, our wife, will get a baby substitute. And the only reason she gets the baby substitute is so that it can be eaten later.
Yeah, the lion eats the kid in this movie.
Spoiler, and by spoiler, I mean this film.
Well, he had to eat the kid fast, speaking of spoiler alerts.
Hey, I jumped back on to tell you, to get Michael's joke book, go to proudlyresents.com/jokebook.
/jokebook. There you go.
It brings you right to the webpage.
Another all my finest broccoli jokes. I have broccoli jokes. I got tomato jokes in there. It's a wide variety of jokes in there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I gotta jump back and go back to work.
I don't want to buy it. Okay, Adam.
If you see that extension cord, let me know, okay? For the radio.
Oh. Yeah, I'm glad you have a one track mind.
If he sees it, Mike. If he sees it.
If he sees it. But I'll just sit here and work for 4 more hours. But you guys, and then I'll look for your thing.
All right, thanks. Yeah, you should get to work first and then look for it. So they
Carl, nice to see you.
Same here, same here. I always like to see a Spiegelman.
All right. He's going to miss the last dramatic 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, this is, okay. This, he asked me at the end of how is the film, it's like, okay, so she's like, we're going home. And he's like, damn it, woman, I can't go home. You go home. And she goes, if you're not going home, I'm not going home. And then it's settled. They're going to fight the lions together.
He married the Queen of England?
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth?
Goodness, Robert, what are you up to now?
Yeah, Your Majesty, I'm out here hunting lions, but you're home. Can a husband be obsessed by a lion? I am in Africa.
She is Alice. She's Barbara Britton, film and television actress, best known for Western films opposite Randolph Scott, Joel McRae, and Gene Autry. We know that name. Two-year tenure as the inquisitive amateur sleuth Pam North on the television radio series Mr. and Mrs. North. Look, I can tell you about all these actors, but it's we're not out of context.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about a lot of radio stars and producers in this that made this movie.
Yeah.
They're like, we hate television. Back before television, Carl. People would just sit around our furniture and listen to our radio show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Television killed radio, but it killed film too. I don't know. It didn't kill film, but this helped bring film back. So now we have our full-on blown child substitute, okay? And she's got herself a son, essentially, so he can get eaten. And he's adorable.
We saw him naked.
Yeah, they don't all have big ones.
I was not even looking there.
Well, kudos to you, Mike. Okay, basically she's just doing more of it. She's going up there and going, Robert, take a break. Robert, get some iced tea. Look at you, Robert, you're all red in the sun.
It's like a Gap commercial.
What they're allegedly doing. Once again, Mike, look at the guy in the blue turban behind. They're not working. You see how he's faking? He's not even hitting it.
Right.
It's so funny. Ow.
It's like this, yeah, well, they're all from the theater, you know. You don't really dig on stage. You could hurt the stage. You don't want to scruff those. You want to walk on those boards, not scruff them.
Yeah. You know, the joke's on him because he really is probably tired from having to do that over and over.
I know, even it, but he didn't do a single work. Like, he didn't do it right.
Might as well just do the work. Okay, so now the African tribe shows up and says, remember when we were stereotypes? Well, we're going overboard now. You guys brought the lions. They're devils, not lions. And the train brought them. And Robert Stack is going to be mad.
Do you think that there's some ring of truth to that the trains brought the lions?
Well, it brought a food source for the lions.
Yeah, right, like some fresh food.
No, but they believe they're devil spirits. They believe it's like a...
Oh, the lions themselves are actual devil spirits.
Right.
They're cute devil spirits.
Cute now you're going to hear a lot of Swahili here.
All right.
And that's actually accurate in the Serengeti in Swahili.
To Google Translate. Well, it sounds great, Carl.
All right. Now this one is like the meanie one. And he's going to throw a spear at him.
All right, yeah, enough talk.
The film premiered under the banner of Arch Old Baller Production.
Hey, everybody listening to Mutiny Radio, .fm and .sf. It's your old buddy, Pam Benjamin. I'm here for Will Brown. I'm going to announce exactly at 4 o'clock what's going to happen. Because...